definitely an excitable boy. He's our excitable boy. He is David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg, alongside Homeside Financial. Yeah. That seems clunky to say. Lending, Vice President of Lending of Team Hochberg.
Yeah, just that's it.
Done. You have a whole team.
Got a whole team. Yeah, we're. I've been very fortunate over the past 18 years to surround myself with a great team of mortgage professionals that are able to help the listeners out, because I try to talk to as many listeners as I can. We get literally 20, 30 phone calls a day and a bunch of emails. I try to respond to as many as I can, but sometimes...
You're only one man.
I'm just only one guy. Man,
but you have a team.
I have a whole team.
I'm sure you get this question a lot, yeah. But does the team have blazers, and are the blazers fitted?
Some have blazers, and they are fitted, most people don't wear blazers because they don't look good in blazers. Oh, but okay. For you, yep. I said Bill's going to ask this question because he's going to ask at least one ridiculous question when I'm on today. So we went out and bought blazers.
You did? Team Hochberg?
And slacks.
Oh,
my gosh. So when you asked the slacks question,
covered.
I got that covered,
all right,
too.
Excellent. Thank you, David.
There's...
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What shall we cover today?
We're talking about, I just wanted to, first of all, I always come on and thank your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank... I want to thank Don that called yesterday. He had a he had 8 years left to go on a 15-year fixed, about $120,000 at 3.75, great rate. But he had $60,000 of credit card and medical bills. His wife had a medical challenge that you don't expect, and thank God she made it through the medical challenge. But with the medical challenge came $60,000 worth of medical bills and credit card bills. So he called me for a home equity loan, and I ran the numbers for him. I'm just like, I know you're really enamored with that 15-year fixed loan with that great rate, but if I put you into a home equity loan, that rate is going to be a heck of a lot higher, and the payment's going to be a lot higher. So long story short, we talked about it. We talked to him about going into a 10-year, a 15-year, a 30-year. So we talked to him about refinancing into a 15-year fixed loan. Turns out, before calling us, he contacted his current lender, this Mr. Cooper. Okay, Mr. Cooper wanted to charge him like $6,000 in closing costs. It's a servicing company, and they wanted to charge him over $6,000 in closing costs. It costs about $2,100 to close. $6,000!
Right.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. Three times the amount of what they should be charged. And here's a guy that just had his wife survive a gigantic medical scare.
We're on your side, David.
I know.
So
these people are sticking their hands in this guy's pocket. So long story short, I calmed down because I got fired up, and I just said, here's what we're going to do. All right, I was picking my daughter up from dance class from Hebrew school to take her to a nutritious dinner at Portillo's before taking her to dance.
Delicious.
You know, she ate a Portillo, a portobello mushroom. I had a cheeseburger with fries.
Yeah.
So I handed it over to my guys.
Crucial to the story.
I want to make sure everybody knows at least she's eating healthy.
Yes.
Because why go to Portillo's if why have a salad? Right? What the hell is that all about? So
they have a great chop sale.
They do have a great chop sale, but I was in the mood for a cheeseburger and fries. So, boom, we had a cheeseburger and fries. So, Scott Ellis, the guy on my team, calls this individual back.
Don.
Yeah. Took care of Don, saving Don about $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to, his 60 grand worth of credit card and medical bills is costing him over $2,500. Mm. So, long story short, we saved him a ton of money. So, thank you to Don. And, again, it's not about the rate. It's about the payment, and Don got it. And if a lot of people think they have to go to their current lender and don't rely on your current lender, because most of the times they're going to just jam you in closing costs and rocket loving lending, I've got proof. I called for a loan for myself. They wanted to charge me 4 or 5 G's more than what I was going to be able to get for me and a quarter point higher.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get caught up in all the hype. Right, mm-hmm. with all these online lenders and your current servicer, because most likely they're going to feed off of that comfort level that you think you have with them and then just break it over your head with higher rates and higher closing costs. Now, today what I'd like to talk about is that the Fed basically said that they're not going to increase rates again this year.
They've done it four times already?
Not this year. Last year it was a run-up, times this year, but they're not raising any more this year, which is great, because if you've noticed, gas is like $2.99. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell happened to gas? It was like $70 higher
mm-hmm.
in the past quarter. It's gone up 70 cents. I'm like a couple weeks ago, it's $2.69. I pulled in. I just drove by the gas station,
right.
$2.99.
Yes.
So all of this stuff, the economy is not growing as fast as it was before. I'm just breaking it down into the ridiculous people. So what does this mean for homeowners? This means that your home equity line of credit is not going to continue to go up, according to the Fed, because they said that they're not going to increase rates again this year. That's good for credit card statements for your listeners carrying balances on the credit cards. Their minimums aren't going to go up through the end of the year because the Fed's not going to increase rates. Car loans, if you want to go get a car loan, those car loans have been inching up as well. So this is a nice catch your breath. This also is a shout out for everybody out there. Look at your mortgage statements, because mortgage rates have come down because they always anticipate future rate hikes, so they're kind of always staying ahead a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. Now that they just announced yesterday that they're not going to increase rates, mortgage rates have kind of slipped back a little bit. So for everybody out there, if you start with like a 4.5 or higher, it's a perfect opportunity to call your lender. You want to call us, call us, call your lender. Just call somebody, because your real estate taxes are not going backwards. Okay,
so just the opposite.
It's They're just the opposite.
Rapidly.
Oh, well, you're in Illinois.
I can't even believe that.
Yeah.
So the long and the short of it is that you have an opportunity here to reset, listeners,
yeah,
and to possibly take a look at those loans you went into last year that start with the 5. We got a guy right now, he had crummy credit because another medical challenge had happened to another one of our borrower's wives, $60,000 worth of debt. He had to take out the money. He had to do some things around the house. We put him into 5 5/8 in October. Because of the credit score, his credit was really bad, challenge. We got his credit, paid off his debt. We're going to be bringing him back into the 4s now. Okay, so he's going from 5 5/8 into the 4s, almost a full point drop. We're going to give him a full closing cost credit. So this is, again, I'm here to educate your listeners. This is an excellent opportunity to contact your lenders. If you want to call us, great, 855-56-DAVID, which is great. If you want to call your whoever you're using, it's a great opportunity to call somebody to see if there's an opportunity.
That doesn't cost anything. The call is free.
It's a free consultation. Right. Can't help if you don't call. Also, over 2,000 people have registered for the free mortgage sweepstakes.
It's not a contest, David.
It's a sweepstakes.
It's a sweepstakes.
Billy, for the love of God, I don't need
attorney. It sounds like a contest.
I'm already in the middle of a lawsuit.
But it is not a contest.
Pearl suing me for some ridiculous thing.
It is a sweepstakes.
I'm in the middle of a sweepstakes. I don't need any more lawsuits going on.
A lawsuit or a law sweepstakes?
That too. I don't need any. Right. So I can't talk about the other thing until we win. But I'm talking about sweepstakes right now. In Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, and the great state of Iowa.
Yes.
Okay. It has to be your primary residence. You have to be at least 21 years old. You have to be on the mortgage. You have to be current on your mortgage. It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
And how do people register for the sweepstakes?
It's very simple. That's even more simple. You go to 56davidwin.com. You fill out 7 or 8 different fields. You hit enter. Boom. You're going to get a call from me, a text from me, and an email from me saying that you're registered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Congratulations. We do that to make sure that we have your right phone number, we have your right cell phone number for the text, and we have your right email. So if you win, or when you win, we have a way of contacting you. We're not going to bomb you with information.
Right.
We just need ways to reach you in case you win.
So I could
show up. I ordered a bunch of those 4-foot checks.
The big checks.
I got the big checks ordered from
people
a place
love
in Northbrook.
The big checks.
4 foot by 3.5. I could get it in my car. It's great. And I hope to put one of your listeners' names on it. But you can't win if you don't enter.
Right.
56davidwin.com.
It's a sweepstakes.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and find out some more information.
Would you like a hot towel, David?
I prefer a cool towel.
A cold towel?
I like cold instead of hot. I'm already hot. I need a cold towel to cool me down.
Right. David was gracious enough to invite me to his Blackhawk suite the other night. My family and I went. He is so mild mannered in that suite, which is exactly the opposite of what you get here.
Huh.
Quite a
what a juxtaposition.
Already been up 19 hours. I need a little relaxation.
Yes. So watch a hockey game, an NHL game.
Right, got John Weideman. Right, exactly.
All right.
Very soothing.
More with David Hochberg coming up. David Hochberg, Senior Vice President of Lending of Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. 855-56-DAVID is the number to call.
Yep.
And he has the sweepstakes going on where he will pay your mortgage payment for 1 month, correct?
1 month. Principal and interest. We will give you a check.
Big check.
But we will put the money into your account or give it to you, and then you're going to be responsible to make your mortgage payment, because we've heard horror stories in the past where banks have rejected mortgage payments from a third party because they don't recognize the bank where it's coming from.
Maybe so, the check is too big maybe to fit in the pneumatic tube and it can't get to the banker.
You know, I'm gonna get a check just to break over your head.
All right.
All those crazy things.
All right, so how do people register to win? And people have been registering since you first got on the air.
Oh, my God, over 50 people already have registered from WGN listeners.
It's a free month of mortgage.
I don't know why
should register.
I'm registering.
No, seriously. I don't know why more people. I think they don't believe it until.
Too good to be true.
It's too good to be true until the first winner is selected next Saturday.
Oh.
On my show on another station.
Are you doing one a month?
I'm doing one a month. At last Saturday of every month on my show on WLS across the street from 10 until noon.
Who?
Yeah, WLS, AM 890.
No, don't say it again.
Okay. Well, you said who. I fell into the trap. Oh. I got another show on another station. We're going to pick it last Saturday.
A sucky station.
Okay, that's your opinion. Thanks for that. That's where Stephanie Mendez is now program director that used to work here. Okay, so congratulations.
That's why there's a lot of anger in me.
I know. Okay, well, let's just keep focused here. Keep it in the white lines, all right? So I'm going to pick one winner. So if you enter today, Wendy.
Yes.
You're good through the end of the year, end of the calendar year. You only have to enter once. So if you don't win... next Saturday when we pick, you're still involved in the sweepstakes through the end of the year. So
once you win, there's no runoff with Lori Lightfoot. You just automatically win.
Unless you can catch Lori Lightfoot because nobody knows where Lori Lightfoot is right now. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor. Listen, I hope she wins.
What you thinking, man?
I thought you meant Lori Loughlin. Lori's mixed up.
Come on.
I love Lori Lightfoot. If I was trying to move to Chicago so I could vote for Lori Lightfoot because Tony Perkwinkle makes my skin crawl. Oh.
All right, this is just a great segment today.
But that's another story.
Okay,
for another day.
Winner a month, and you can only enter once. And here's the deal. He's going to enter your name in to randomly pick it.
Right.
And if he sees your name and info more than once...
Well, yeah, we're going to bounce out all the duplicates.
Yeah.
Send people a number, right? You're going to get a ticket. I bought 100,000 raffle tickets in chronologically proper order, and you're going to get the number. We're going to pick it and say, hey, 52-48-753, you win. Congratulations. And then hopefully they're local, so I could schlep out there with this check and you present it to them, because that's the whole thing with the social media and everything.
You'll come to their house?
I'm going to go to their house. We're going to take pictures.
So I can remember when Ed McMahon used to do that for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Exactly.
Dave's the new Ed McMahon.
I'm trying to find somebody named Ed McMahon to go with.
That would be fun.
Would that be great?
That would be
wonderful. With the balloons and everything.
How do people register?
Go to the number 6, D-A-V-I-D, win. You have to go to 56DavidWin. Because if you go to 56David.com, takes you to our team's website. But 56DavidWin takes you to the website that you could register to enter to win a free mortgage in the free mortgage
sweepstakes. It's not a contest. It's not a champagne brunch.
Not
at all.
But I would love to have some champagne breakfast if I'm bringing over the check.
Right.
It'd be nice.
That would be
nice. To have some snacks there.
All right.
So I appreciate the opportunity. Rates are low. And again, they're the lowest they've been in a couple of months.
Real quickly, when the Fed says we're not going to change anything
from now on the end of the year, you can
take them at their word?
Yes, you could take them at their words because 11 of the 17 governors said that they're not going to change anything.
Yeah.
But if we have a God forbid moment, like another 9/11, God forbid, then they've reserved the right to do emergency modes to get the economy going like they did the last time.
Right.
But I hope that never happens again.
Right.
It was horrible.
Right.
Always a pleasure, David.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's David Hochberg, everybody. Reach him. He's at your house. He's right outside your house.
855-56-DAVID or 56David.com.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Ryan Burrow from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.